American Language Course, Book 24, Tape 1D. Hello. Open your activities booklet to Tape 1D. Look at Figure 1. The first sentence contains a time clause. In the second sentence, the clause is shortened to a phrase. Repeat both sentences.
Number 1. While she was in Madrid, Marcy bought many beautiful things. While in Madrid, Marcy bought many beautiful things. Number 2. Harry turned off the TV before he left the house. Harry turned off the TV before leaving the house. Number 3. My sister is very careful when she travels alone. My sister is very careful when traveling alone. Number 4. Since Fred visited New York, he has talked of nothing else. Since visiting New York, Fred has talked of nothing else. Number 5. After we ate our dinner, we watched TV. After eating our dinner, we watched TV. Number 6. While he was in the construction business, Ray built many houses. While in the construction business, Ray built many houses. Number 7. After they saw the movie, they got something to eat. After seeing the movie, they got something to eat. Number 8. Hal took a swim before he ate breakfast. Hal took a swim before eating breakfast.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to a sentence with a time clause. Shorten it to a phrase. Write the shortened phrase on the line. Listen to the example.
While he was in the Navy, Ken visited many countries. With the shortened phrase, we have, while in the Navy, Ken visited many countries. Repeat, while in the Navy, Ken visited many countries.
You will hear the sentence 2 times. Shorten it and write a phrase.
Number 1. While he was at the university, Ned studied art. Listen again. While he was at the university, Ned studied art. Number 2. Since she moved here, Sally's taken 3 courses. Listen again. Since she moved here, Sally's taken 3 courses. Number 3. After he read the book, he saw the movie. Listen again. After he read the book, he saw the movie. Number 4. Alan locked the door after he closed it. Listen again. Alan locked the door after he closed it. Number 5. Brad will rent an apartment while he lives in Portland. Listen again. Brad will rent an apartment while he lives in Portland. Number 6. Jim finished the job before he left the office. Listen again. Jim finished the job before he left the office.
Now, check your answers and repeat them.
Number 1. Repeat. While at the university, Ned studied art. Number 2. Repeat. Since moving here, Sally's taken 3 courses. Number 3. Repeat. After reading the book, he saw the movie. Number 4. Repeat. Alan locked the door after closing it. Number 5. Repeat. Brad will rent an apartment while living in Portland. Number 6. Repeat. Jim finished the job before leaving the office.
Look at figure 3. Read the sentence, listen for a cue word, and then write the gerund form of the cue word you hear. Look at the example. Read the sentence to yourself. Listen. See. Now write. Repeat. Sam misses seeing his wife. Now read the sentence, listen to the cue, and write the answer. Then repeat your answer.
Number 1. Listen. Leave. Repeat. Frank put off leaving the Air Force. Number 2. Listen. Learn. repeat. Fritz continues learning English. Number 3. Listen, eat. Repeat. Anne quit eating beef after she started her diet. Number 4. Listen, play. Repeat. Alex likes playing soccer every day. Number 5. Listen, learn. Repeat. We enjoy learning to speak Portuguese. Number 6. Listen, break. Repeat. The little boy denied breaking the window. Number 7. Listen. Go. Repeat. The teacher recommends going to the library every week. Number 8. Listen, get up. Repeat. The soldiers don't mind getting up early. Number 9. Listen, follow. Repeat. The captain regretted not following the safety regulation. Number 10. Listen, fly. Repeat. I imagine flying the new planes is terrific.
Now look at figure 4. Listen to the paragraph first. Do not write.
Simple materials are easily available and need very little preparation. They are usually used in their natural condition. Some of these materials are logs, animal skins, clay, leaves, and grass. Many early American settlers cleared trees from an area, cut the trees into logs, and erected cabins. Many North American Indians, as well as people from Africa and the Middle East, made houses with wooden sticks covered with animal skins. Some Indians also used clay, which hardened in the sun. On some islands in the Pacific Ocean, people built their homes with leaves and grass.
Listen to the paragraph again and write the missing words.
Simple materials are easily available and need very little preparation. They are usually used in their natural condition. Some of these materials are logs, animal skins, clay, leaves, and grass. Many early American settlers cleared trees from an area, cut the trees into logs, and erected cabins. Many North American Indians, as well as people from Africa and the Middle East, made houses with wooden sticks covered with animal skins. Some Indians also used clay, which hardened in the sun. On some islands in the Pacific Ocean, people built their homes with leaves and grass.
After the tape finishes, go to the answer page and check your spelling. Now turn to Figure 5. Listen to a paragraph and some dialogues, then write short answers to the questions you hear.
The United States is a country where you can find good farmland, huge ranches, and rich mineral deposits. There are also many scenic areas which have been set aside as parkland for recreation and the protection of wild animals. The population is growing and shifting toward the southern Sun Belt cities. In these areas, construction can barely keep up with the demand for more housing. Number 1.
This hardly looks like a farm. Everything is so mechanized.
Machines cut down on labor costs. Our fields are so big, it's cheaper to sow the seed from airplanes than to use a tractor.
You mean that airplane is planting seed right now?
Yeah.
I thought it was spraying fertilizer or spreading insecticide.
Nope. That's the way we plan out here.
Question 1. Where are they? Number 2.
Howdy. Nice spread you've got here.
Oh, it's not such a big place, just a couple thousand acres. Not much grass this year, though. Been kind of dry.
Yep. Dry and lonely. All I see is cattle, grass, and sky.
Well, you still see deer and antelope now and then, but what I'd really like to see is some rain.
We were just fixing to have supper. Could you join us?
That's neighborly of y'all, but I gotta be moving on. See you Sunday.
Question 2. How's the weather been lately? Number 3.
is there so much dust in the air?
They're blasting at the mine to break up ore.
Mining seems a hard way to make a living.
Well, it is, but there aren't any other kinds of jobs in this area. Most folks are miners around these parts, including me.
I've read that people mine coal, iron, copper, gold, and lots of other minerals in the States.
Yes, ma'am, that's right. We're rich in mineral resources. But it's a shame the way we're tearing up our land to get him.
Question 3. What does the man do for a living? Number 4.
This is beautiful country, isn't it? Sit on that rock over there.
It's one of the nicest national parks we've been to. I'm glad they set aside the most scenic land for everybody to enjoy.
Look this way. Your face is in shadow. The parks protect wildlife, too. Many species couldn't survive if there weren't for parks. Smile, honey.
Where do you want to camp tonight?
Wherever. I don't care. I like it all.
Question 4. Who's the photographer? Number 5.
Excuse me. Could you tell me how to get back to town? These new streets aren't even on my map.
It's impossible to keep the maps up to date. This community is growing so fast.
There sure are a lot of new homes going up around here.
Yep. More people move in here all the time. They settle in and have kids of their own, and the city just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Maybe I should buy some land and put up houses.
Well, why not? The more people you have, the more houses you need. They're building two new suburbs on this side of town right now. Anyway, the best way for you to get back to town is to get on the freeway going west. This street will take you right to the freeway.
Thanks for your help. Bye.
So long.
Question 5. What the woman asked the man... Now, let's check your answers. Number 1. Where are they?
This hardly looks like a farm. Everything is so mechanized.
Machines cut down on labor costs. Our fields are so big, it's cheaper to sow the seed from airplanes than to use a tractor.
You mean that airplane is planting seed right now?
Yeah.
I thought it was spraying fertilizer or spreading insecticide.
Nope. That's the way we plan out here.
The answer is on a farm. Number 2. How's the weather been lately?
Howdy. Nice spread you've got here.
Oh, it's not such a big place, just a couple thousand acres. Not much grass this year, though. Been kind of dry.
Yep. Dry and lonely. All I see is cattle, grass, and sky.
Well, you still see deer and antelope now and then, but what I'd really like to see is some rain.
We were just fixing to have supper. Could you join us?
That's neighborly of y'all, but I gotta be moving on. See you Sunday.
The answer is dry. Number 3. What does the man do for a living?
Why is there so much dust in the air?
They're blasting at the mine to break up ore.
Mining seems a hard way to make a living.
Well, it is, but there aren't any other kinds of jobs in this area. Most folks are miners around these parts, including me.
The answer is, he's a miner. Number 4. Who's the photographer?
This is beautiful country, isn't it? Sit on that rock over there.
It's one of the nicest national parks we've been to. I'm glad they set aside the most scenic land for everybody to enjoy.
Look this way. Your face is in shadow. The parks protect wildlife, too. Many species couldn't survive if it weren't for parks. Smile, honey.
The answer is the man or the husband. Number 5. What the woman asked the man?
Excuse me. Could you tell me how to get back to town? These new streets aren't even on my map.
It's impossible to keep the maps up to date. This community is growing so fast.
There sure are a lot of new homes going up around here.
Yep. More people move in here all the time. They settle in and have kids of their own, and the city just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Maybe I should buy some land and put up houses.
Well, why not? The more people you have, the more houses you need. They're building two new suburbs on this side of town right now. Anyway, the best way for you to get back to town is to get on the freeway going west. This street will take you right to the freeway.
Thanks for your help. Bye.
So long.
The answer is, she asked him for directions.
Remember to look at the answer page and check your spelling for figure 4. This is the end of Tape 1D, Book 24.